Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a trend going around where we're giving kids credit cards, and I know no one in here has...
Credit or debit?
Debit.
What's the difference?
That's a massive difference.
It's still, you're giving your kid a card. Like, they're not learning the value. I know. This sounds so outdated, but you don't, there's something about when I was young, I knew I had $5. I had, like, there was physically $5 in my hand, and then I could spend $5. But now they just have this magical card. That's when I got in trouble.
That's because you had a credit card.
Yes.
And a credit card, you can just swipe, swipe, swipe.
Right.
A debit card, it's like you have $10 in your account, and once that $10 is gone, you can still keep spending, but you're going to get overdraft fees.
That seems like
that.
A terrible idea.
Or you can set it up where you can't go over.
That's It'll true. You can do that now. Yep.
I have that.
So
I
it is
myself.
Balancing money and figuring out how much you have to spend. And we're going in that digital direction anyways.
Shouldn't that just be the default that you can only spend what's in the account?
I agree.
How does that work?
I don't know. Talk to the government.
Banks are shady.
We don't really do allowances for the kids.
What?
Wow. You're really messing up.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
They don't,
why are you listening to us?
They don't do anything.
I didn't have an allowance.
That's why you don't...
Yeah, you're not paying them.
Yeah.
Right. So if they did something, I would pay them. But it's like, it seems like it's...
You assign them chores. They know assigned weekly chores. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Did you guys have... When did you have chores?
All the time.
No, you didn't. Jeeves did your chores for you, Steve.
You're right. Some allowance towards that.
But like me growing up, I had chores and I didn't get allowance.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you just
how
had.
I
grew up with parents. I'm one generation off the farm, so to my dad, it's like somebody'd thump him on the back of the ear at 4:30 in the morning and say, "Go milk cows." So mm-hmm. And there was no pay for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have chores, but I had. Just given responsibilities, like don't leave your dishes in the sink, put them in the dishwasher, or like keep your room clean.
Yep.
And
but
you know
did you
what
get
I mean?
Paid for that? Did you get
no.
an allowance?
No, so, I didn't. But I, at a certain age, I was, I had to get a job during the summertime if I didn't, cause I was always, I had extracurricular activities during the school year.
Right.
Didn't allow for a job. So my parents were like, fine, we'll pay for everything. But in the summer, when you don't have that, you have to get a job.
Nice.
And then what did you do? You had to use that money on you? Like,
They were actually okay with me saving it. And at the end of high school, I think I bought like a laptop or, you know what I mean? Something that they had like, I had a savings account essentially.
Nice.
Cause with my parents, like once I started, like at 13, I got a job being the gardener of a motel and I'm starting to roll in dough. I had money in like a little box in my room. And when back to school shopping came around and to go buy clothes, they were like,
"Ooh, that's
get your money out." I was like, so if I had just sat on my butt this whole summer,
yes.
You'd still buy me clothes.
I don't like that.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it did teach me responsibility from 13 on.
Sure,
I was like, okay, well now I gotta
earn money because I'm buying my own damn clothes,
right.
I guess. Why'd you wait to tell?
I wish they had told me that before because I thought I was going to just go upgrade a couple things because everything we bought was from Murdoch's. So I had tough skins and track shoes, Kmart track shoes.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to get one pair of Levi's and one pair of Nikes.
And then here,
and then I had to buy a whole outfit. So I'm like, drop me off at Murdoch's.
Dang.
Because you couldn't get the...
That's, yeah.
But now the parents are going like, here's a debit card. It's juiced up. Like,
yeah, I don't really, I don't like the juicing it up part. I never got an allowance, but I never got money like given to me either.
You have a son. Do you have a plan?
I have a what?
I mean, you're going to have to come up with a plan.
Yeah. I don't think I'll give him an allowance.
Ever.
No. Because I was always told, I was one generation from the farm too, and it was kind of like, we're a family, we all have a role, we all play a part. Just like, we never had pets either, because the idea of a dog, to my dad growing up on a farm, it was like, the dog lives outside in the barn.
Yeah.
Right.
Why would we bring that
have
in?
Have a pet.
So it was the same thing, like, you're not getting up at 5 a.m. to milk the cows, you're just vacuuming. Why would I pay you for that? And it's hard to argue.
It is. You're supposed to contribute to the... Everyone pull your weight around.
But if you
here.
Didn't get an allowance, so did anybody in this room get an allowance?
No.
I did.
You really did?
I did.
And God, but you're good with money, but you just have money.
But they didn't expect me, like, okay, you have to buy your own school clothes, you have to buy the...
So what was your allowance for? So I'm just trying to figure out if I'm messing up.
Pot. They made me buy my own pot.
No, because you would steal money from your mom.
It's like a loan on my future. I was going to get that back.
Or my other favorite one was the day you were supposed to take the SAT.
I did. I took their money and bought pot.
Oh.
And it got me a lot further than the SAT.
He just got his three letters mixed up.
Because one of them you had to pay for, I think. I remember.
Yeah, you had to pay a fee on the way in. It was like $60 or something.
$60? What is that? What are these?
So how much pot did you get for your SAT?
Back then, they gave me 30. It was a quarter ounce. And it was Columbia. It wasn't even a good Sensimilla.
He struggled too, all right?
I had to clean the seeds out of it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.